Hey, KID crew. I am here with David Roth. He is running for Congressional District 2. That's against Mike Simpson, who's been in office a long time. David, what have you really noticed as you've been out on the campaign trail?
So one of the main things that I've noticed is that when I talk to people out there, no one has seen Mike Simpson around in quite a while. He's been in D.C. for a quarter of a century, and a lot of people are kind of frustrated because they don't feel that he spends much time here in the district. And so there's a lot of people that are excited for some change and some opportunity. When I went to vote today, there was a lot of people registering to vote same day. And so I think there's a lot of interest in this race. So it's been great.
Yeah, a lot of good voter turnout. We've been hearing that early voting has been breaking records. David, as you and I were talking, you shared a story with me that I think gives motivation to everybody to get out and vote.
Absolutely. I made two trips to the polls today, once to vote for myself, and then when I stopped by my grandmother's house, she and I both live in the same precinct, she was ready by the door for me to take her to go vote. My grandmother's 107. She
Wow.
was born in 1917, 2 years before the 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote. And she was so excited for the opportunity to go vote and hopefully elect our first female president. And so I didn't honestly think she was going to want to go out this year, but she was ready and willing to go. So I guess my message is, she's 107. Polls are still open. If she could make it, so can you.
Right. And, you know, they are going to take people. So if you're in line and it's 8 o'clock, they're not turning you away. So even if you feel like you're cutting it close, they want people to vote. So get out there. You know, David, what I love about that story is this week I've been talking a lot about the fact that really, it wasn't that long ago that women couldn't cast a ballot. That's why I always wear my I voted sticker loud and proud, because it's not lost on me that once upon a time, I wouldn't have been able to vote. And really hearing that story about your grandmother kind of put it all in perspective.
Yeah, you can easily look at your voter record for how you have voted, and we checked. It goes back to 2004. She has not missed a general election in 20 years, even during COVID, and she almost always votes in person. And so it is. It's one lifetime. I think a lot of people take things for granted. They take our rights to vote, rights for women to choose what to do with their bodies, LGBT rights. We take a lot of things for granted because we think, oh, that's not going to change. But we have seen in the last 4 years that nothing should be taken for granted. And so we need to stand up and fight for every single right.
So true. Those freedoms that define America, we can't just take those for granted, because freedom is only one generation away from extinction. And I think that we so often forget that, just like you said. David, any final thoughts you want to send out to people?
No, just go out and vote. Of course, I'd love you to vote for me, but whoever you're going to vote for, go vote, because we want to make sure that this election, as many people are heard as possible. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. David Roth, running for the 2nd Congressional District. Thanks so much.